Good morning. Today we are going to talk about Roald's stories with Theo, Remy, Eve, and Raphael. To start this interview about Sir Roald Dahl, can you tell me which books you've already read?
I've read some of his most famous books, Matilda, The BFG, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, and The Witches. I have some good memories, and I remember that even if I had finished the books, I wanted to read them again and again.
I have read two Roald Dahl's books. I read Charlie and the Chocolate Factory and The Witches. I read them a long time ago, but I remember it. I remember that I liked them and want to read more of his books.
I read a lot of his books, like Matilda, The Twits, The BFG, Boy, and I loved all of them.
I have read two of his most famous books, The BFG and Matilda, but I want to read more of them. We have also read The Umbrella Man at School. It's a short story.
Eve and Remy, why do you love Roald Dahl stories?
I like Roald Dahl story because it's a bit funny, magical, and it's pretty easy to read when you're a child. I love the settings and the main characters, but now it's too childish for me.
I love his books because they are pretty funny, but sometimes it's a bit strange. They are a bit childish and short for me, but the characters are surprising.
Interesting. Raphael, Theo, what is your favorite Roald Dahl's books and why?
My favorite is The BFG because it is an amazing adventure. The friendship between the girl and the giant evolves during the story. It's a blend of emotion, action and fun.
My favorite Roald Dahl's book is still Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. I found this book funny, I like the story even if it is a bit childish. I like the characters too and there are a lot of adventures. Even if it is just in a chocolate factory.
Good choice. And you, Theo, would you recommend Roald Dahl's books to someone?
Yeah, sure. I recommend his books to everybody, children, adults, and also aged people. Everyone can read them. They are suitable for every ages, and we all need a bit of his magic in our lives.
Remy, which characters do you prefer in his books? Why?
I think that my favorite character is the BFG, because he's very gentle, funny, and helpful. For me, Sophie and the BFG are nice partners. She's weak and is very impressive, but she's the brain of the group, so they complement each other. I think it's for that little thing that this book is my favorite.
Okay, I see. But to you, Raphael, can everybody read it?
I think that it depends on the type of book. Some books are mostly for children, but some others are suitable for every age. He wrote a lot of books, so there is plenty of choice.
Eve, don't you think that there is a certain redundancy in his books because he wrote many of them?
The subject of his books are different. The style change, the characters change, the stories change. All the stories are different. In a book, a young boy wants his grandmother to explode. In another book, a giant kidnaps a young orphan to bring her to another country. That's varied.
Theo, Eve, did you see the adaptations on screen? What do you think about them?
Yes, I saw only Matilda. I liked it a lot.
I just watched the BFG and tried in the Chocolate Factory on screen.
Nice. To you, does it mirror the books perfectly? What do you prefer, the book or the movie?
To me, it reflects perfectly the book, but there are some differences. The book tells the story better, but in the movie, we can see what the characters are like. So, it is for that I prefer the book, because I can make my own mental picture.
It's exactly like in the book. Personally, I prefer the books. I have better feelings.
Okay, to finish this interview, could you describe his books using one adjective, please?
To me, it is humor because his books are always funny.
I think that for me, it is imagination because it always me feel imaginative.
Yes, I agree with you. And I also think that Roald Dahl had a lot of imagination to write such stories.
I think surprising is the perfect adjective.
Okay, thank you, gentlemen, for answering my question. Have a nice day and see you soon on Borogar Podcast.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you.